shoot and kill foreign tourists as a way to scare people away from the Holy Land. They shot a German woman on a Holy Land tour and a young British Christian pilgrim. They shot him point blank in the head. They also fired at an American tourist as he was walking through the old city of Jerusalem. That American tourist was my father.
Now, your father wasn't killed. The gunman intended to kill him, but your father survived. How did your father manage to survive?
Well, the gunman stepped out of an alley, and he aimed at my father's nose, actually, he said in his confession. He fired the bullet, but it just hit him about a tenth of an inch too high, and it grazed his scalp.
Now, you got obsessed with the idea of revenge after this. Why did that idea take hold of you?
The shooter was a symbol for me. He didn't only take a shot at my father, he took a shot at my innocence and my sense of security in the world. What he did by deliberately targeting civilians, I mean, it didn't begin or end with my father. It's part of a general terrorist mindset, which says that it's okay to kill people to make a political point. And I thought about that, and I was young, but I knew instinctually that's wrong, and he's wrong. I'm going to find that bullet and chase it down and find the person and try to challenge that terrorist way of thinking.
So you didn't want to, like, kill the terrorist. You didn't want revenge in that sense. You wanted to change his mind?
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest, there were two competing impulses that I wrestled with all the way through. One was that kind of angry, primal urge to grab this guy and shake him and say, "This is my father. How could you do this?" I wanted to just to sort of rattle him. It's the kind of revenge fantasies that we all may lay in bed at night and think about and then put away when the sun comes up. But the other impulse seemed even less realistic. That was that I would find this person and somehow reach inside of him and shake up his soul, change him from the inside.
But your father wasn't interested in revenge.
That's right. Well, my father felt like his revenge was that he was going to come back to Israel again and again, and he would live his life. For him, that was satisfying.
You actually went to Ramallah to find the family of the shooter in the hopes that you could eventually find the shooter, too. How were you able to find the shooter's family?
I had a list of people who had been arrested, who had been rounded up that spring, and I just went down the list one by one. I actually started off by going to the mastermind of the gang. I went to their home, and then Omar Khatib was the second name on the list, and I walked into their home. I knocked on the door. A nice woman invited me in and offered me a glass of orange soda. I sat down on her couch, and the whole family was sitting around me. And I asked, "Where's Omar?" And they said, "Well, he tried to kill someone." And I said, "Who?" And the 12-year-old boy next to me sort of shrugged and smiled and said, "Some Jew." And they sort of laughed about the incident. They talked about, "Oh, it was an American walking through the marketplace." And slowly, it dawned on me that they were talking about my father, and they were laughing about my father. They said that Omar had done this as a public relations effort. I had this image of a press release coming through a fax machine, and I was trying to reconcile that with the other picture, which was my father being shot in the head.
There was a lot you couldn't tell them about who you were. You didn't let them know that you were the daughter of the person who was shot. You didn't even let them know that you were Jewish.
Right. I introduced myself as Laura. They never asked for a last name. They knew me as Laura, the journalist. The core of my mission was I asked myself, could I make my father human in the gunman's eyes? And I realized that the only way I could do it was by tricking him. He would come to know me and to like me and my father only if he didn't know who we were.
So what was the excuse for being there that you gave the family?
I told them I was writing a book about revenge. I told them that I was interviewing many different families. I was interested in the story of Omar. How they put it together, I never asked, and I dared not to even imagine.
You had this cover of anonymity. They didn't know what your real motive was or who you really were. You, however, went there with a lot of preconceptions about who they were. They were the family of the shooter. They were the family who was going to justify their son's shooting of your father. What was your first reaction to seeing them in the flesh, meeting them as real people?
My first reaction was fear. I was